Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas.
Loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Oh yes, you heard me right. You can talk to an actual human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. When they say, oh, these girls are funny, but are they pretty? It's like, no, they are, and they're funny. So I like girls that are a little lighter on their feet, women. You're not even supposed to say women anymore. You're supposed to say elderly women. You're supposed to say, take it out. Sarah, what are you wearing to the eclipse?
I think I'm going to wear a giant disco ball.
Again?
Yeah, again. It's black. It's a black tie affair.
It's the eclipse in LA, and it's a fucking bust because it's not even any darker. It's not even anything, and everyone's so ramped up like it's Coachella.
It's 40% clip. That's it. 40%. Do you want? Here's a fun fact. The sun is 400 times larger than the moon, but it's 400 times further from Earth, and that's why the moon can block it.
I was just saying that.
I was thinking it.
blocking out the sun. I didn't realize my wife was going to be leaving the house and stepping in front
that's
of
pretty
me.
Good. Sarah, wait, what was I going to ask you also? God dang it. Oh, you know what? The eclipse feels like the only thing that you can, it's like saying you want to go to the Super Bowl, but you can't watch it. You have to look the other way. It's like, why are people driving the length of the eclipse? New York, you're supposed to be pitch black by now, according to my calculations. Are you not?
I'm like totally confused. I feel like I'm afraid to look out the window because I don't know what I'm supposed to see. I'm also like, Didn't Trump literally stare right into it and he like was fine?
I think that was the rumor, yeah.
He just got oranger. He just got a really
Melania's tits got bigger.
We looked at it.
But all kidding aside, it's dangerous.
I did not know that.
I think you're not supposed to even look out the window.
Wait, I'm literally looking out the window. Wait, I'll put on my sunglasses because now you're scaring me.
Yeah, you can't even be in your house. You shouldn't be in your apartment.
Oh, I like you.
Are you trying to walk with your laptop?
I'm walking. I want to find my sunglasses because now you guys are like freaking me out for some reason.
There you
okay,
go.
Okay, I feel better.
Are you safe?
I'm sorry for
look how big your tie is.
I feel better. It's my new tie.
Oh, that's hip. That's little Diane Keatony. Yeah.
It's cool, isn't it? My friend Celeste, writer on the show, got it for me for my birthday.
I think ties on women are hot.
Why, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So, Sarah, do you have in your house what I sent you for your birthday?
Literally, yeah, but my boyfriend's in a work meeting in the room where the cookie is.
No, I sent her a cookie. No, you don't have to.
I kept the cookie. I didn't eat it.
You know, Sarah, that was from one of the road gigs we did in my room. And I said I had a present for you and I never gave it to you. So I kept it that whole time. Well, there it is. Look at that.
And look what else you sent me. $10 bill.
This you is still, your boyfriend?
You didn't spend it? No,
yeah,
I sent it for her
David
birthday.
this boyfriend. This surrogate boyfriend in a pinch.
These are all my, are you in a meeting right now? Yeah. My boyfriend's hard at work. Look, these are all the dolls people make of me on tour.
You do have an eclectic.
You guys.
Wow.
Pee Wee Sherman.
Cool. That's cool.
It's like two.
No one's making peewee carvey.
You have great fans.
No, I know. I don't have that many, but they're strong. They're small but mighty.
Yeah. I just love them. I just have Garth bobbleheads. Can I get one more? Can I get five more? Can I get 10 more? Cut it out, dude. Fuck you. And then they start to fight. Just Garth. That's awesome.
Dana, let's get to the important matter at hand, which is one girl on TikTok saying something about SNL girls, and then we all talk about it forever. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
Sarah, give us your strong opinion about it, whatever that is.
Here's the thing. Here's what... Wait, let me make sure that the human hand is in the background. And I'll take my glasses off for this.
No, it's important.
Literally, like, what is she smoking? Mm-hmm. There's some of the most beautiful... What? It's like, listen, I'm not funny, but I'm good looking. You know what I mean? Like,
you're right.
The women that she's taught, like, she brings up women who are like literally drop dead, va 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 boom, gaga ga, gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I was mad at myself for tweet. I shouldn't have fucking said fucking anything because she said some shit for attention. Mm-hmm. And then I was sitting on the train. Well, I woke up in the morning and everyone texted me. I woke up to none of my friends care if I live or die. But then I woke up to like 100 texts from my friends being like, ha, 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 look at this, LOL. And so I was like,
LOL means fuck you, by the way, when people text me that. They're like, did you see this? Yeah, ha, ha. Exactly. And you're like, it's not really LOL. It's more like, I want you to see this.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, one time I woke up to text from my friend. There was like a Reddit thread I had like opened for a band in Central Park in 95 degree heat in the summer. And then there was like a whole Reddit thread of like teenagers telling me that I'm so unfunny that I should literally shoot my own head off. And that's what my friends send me. My friends don't send me like anything good.
Yeah.
So like I was sitting on the train just being like, I don't know. I just fucking tweeted it and I immediately regretted tweeting it because it's like, she just that's what people want. They just want attention for 1 second. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a tricky one because if you protest too much, it's sort of like, hey, wait a minute. We are good looking. You know, it's.
I know. And I didn't want it to come across as like defensive or like,
right. Yeah.
And then people thought like I was legitimately upset. And I'm like, no, I'm just, I woke up like ready to say something hilarious about grieving uglily.
Uglily was maybe the funniest thing I heard last week. Yeah, it was so funny. And uglily it's not out there a lot, that word, and I like it. I don't think I've ever heard it.
It's a new word.
That's why I did it. If I felt compelled to bring a word into the lexicon. But ultimately, I wish I didn't say anything because then it just made it a bigger deal.
No, it's great. That's why we're calling you about it. It's totally gone away. That's why we're calling you about it.
Well, also, I'm like, this got more attention than it's been like every time I tweet, like, hey, everybody check out this sketch that I made with my friend. I'm so proud of it. It's hilarious. It gets like 2.5 likes
block, delete, unfollow, report.
Six people
by the way,
go, like,
I just saw happenstance. I think there's a delay on me. I think I saw Kristen Wiig, her monologue. What a stunner. I mean, just off the top of my head, forget it and who cares. Already, there's so many combo platters on that show of just really pretty and hilariously funny. Funny's harder. You can't go get surgery to be funnier. I mean, it's really.
Hey, wait a minute. Is it okay for funniness to add to a person's hotness? Not just men, but women as well. Because women will say, I like a man who's funny, but what about a man who likes women that are funny?
Yeah. Have to be.
Yeah, that's like Rodney Dangerfield is like the hottest guy who ever lived. Was he a looker?
Yes.
to me. Yeah. No, you're right.
The
you're
metric
right.
is so.
Oh,
crazy.
I tell you, I'm hot, Johnny. I'm hot. I tell you, I'm hot. All the girls like me. Oh, So I have not. That's my worst impression.
I get too much respect. Too much respect entirely. Every time a photographer sees me, he takes a picture.
Yeah,
every time
funny
a woman
that way.
Sees
You're
me,
right.
She takes my pants off. I tell you, I get a lot of respect. How does she take your pants off? I mean.
So Viore is a versatile, comfortable athleisure wear. Is that fair?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's designed to look good in for everyday life. Like I got the shorts. They're called the men's core short. And I also got just a regular t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
But I have some sweats. So they're basically, all of it works for me. I like it. It works. I wore it on the road this weekend because it's sort of easy to wear anywhere. Mm-hmm. I don't work out all the time, but you know.
Yeah, of course.
This is, I go into the stores. You can always go on the website, but they do a great job. They're a little above the knee. You can go anywhere with them. I don't wear them on the plane, the shorts. I know the guy I was with was wearing shorts on the plane, which is kind of gross.
In first class?
Coach. And, you can go commando in confidence with the breathable boxer brief liner.
Interesting.
Yes, it is very interesting.
And for the women's performance jogger, what I hear is you meet the pants you'll never want to take off. The performance joggers have a slim but relaxed fit with a slightly cropped leg. Can you picture it, David? Side pockets and a drawstring designed with the softest premium dream knit stretch fabric.
I think Bill Burr wore those to the golf tournament. there's a fresh take on the men's performance jogger. That's a staple in every wardrobe. I have a lot of joggers, sort of sweats, the old way to call it.
Mm-hmm.
They're made of premium recycled performance stretch fabric, shorter inseam, keep you moving with less bulk around your ankles. These joggers are equal parts style and comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Viore is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they're offering 20% off your first purchase. Get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at viori.com/fly. That's viori.com/fly.
Not only will you receive 20% off on your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Go to viori.com/fly and discover the versatility of Viore clothing.
Oh, yeah. Ryan Gosling this week.
We got Ryan. Yeah. Do you guys have any pictures for me?
I have one for what I think you would be the perfect person to do it. I think Ryan would be the perfect. It's nothing really original. You can go. It's just you're a scientist and he's like a head. Just a disembodied head.
She loves it already. Yes.
He's a little sarcastic, and you kind of abuse him. You just slap him. Shut your freaking mouth. You know, that kind of thing. And then he's going to break.
You make him.
He will have to break. You save the slaps. They get really hard on air.
Yeah.
And he's going to break, and then you have a 2 million banger on YouTube.
And then bada bing, bada boom. Okay, he's ahead. I love this.
He's ahead.
He's a disembodied head, and he's mouthing off, right? And he's going like,
and you're like, you shut your fucking head, you know, shut your freaking head, and you slap him
every time he gets
sassy.
And he keeps mouthing off, and he keeps going like, how come none of the women on SNL are funny or hot or funny or whatever?
Yeah.
And then I go, you keep talking like that, I'm going to sew this head on a chicken's body.
Yeah. Huh? And that's the end. You just got to a frame of that.
No, but then he stands up out of the table and he already has a chicken body on.
That's funny. Yeah, he comes out of the box at the end of the scene to walk the next one and he's in a chicken outfit. And you're like, oh, I forgot to do the ending.
So anyway, I think you being kind of playfully abusive, he's a head. So, and he's kind of sassing off.
You make a head to make the perfect man, and then you're only at the head part, and then he already starts mouthing off. And you're like, don't make me come across this laboratory. You stop talking. I'm not even done with you yet. And then you know what? I am done with you.
I have another one.
Go.
He plays a guy
that
with a foot fetish.
That one will go on right after the monologue. Go ahead.
you're on a restaurant with him. He's really handsome, nice guy, but he has a foot fetish. So he keeps dropping things and going under the table and like just going off on your feet. I got nothing about that.
Okay, no. Keep going. Okay. He has a foot fetish. He keeps dropping things to
just rub your feet, kiss your feet.
And then I actually start eating with my feet at the table.
Yes.
See, and this is called running with it.
He proposes marriage. Okay, one more.
I have one more pitch on that sketch.
I want to hear it. It's your show. So I'm just trying to help you. I won't be there Saturday.
It's a foot fetish restaurant. Mm-hmm. So there's a waiter who comes and serves you food at the table level. But then there's a foot waiter who serves your feet food at the foot level.
It's bombing over here.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
Also, no, I like that. I just thought, okay, go ahead, David.
At the table, there's a little slit on his side. So when you put your foot up right in front of him. So when you're sitting there, you put your foot straight up and it's right closer to him in the table. And then he can sit down and kind of kiss it. And then you pull it out.
Okay,
wait.
What about this? He shows up for the date. Nothing's weird. Nothing's strange. Mm. And then I go to sneeze. I go, achoo, reveal my hand is actually a foot. And he likes that.
Oh, yeah. That's
and
not
my
bad.
Feet are actually hands.
Oh, he goes down there and he finds out your feet are hands and then he hates them. And then he goes back up and he goes,
and there's little
your hands
faces on the feet and then they all talk. You already did that with the hot dogs or whatever.
My ideas are too normal.
Hot dogs.
I have one more that's physical.
Jesus.
It's a nightclub. You're gonna dance with Ryan Gosling. Oh, that guy's so good looking, whatever. And he starts dancing. And then just in a little bit of time, he gets real close. And then he starts to strangle you. And you're like, what the fuck? What are you doing? And he goes, I'm just doing the strangle. It's a dance. Come on, let's go. Let's dance. And you go, all right. And then he dances and he starts to strangle you. I have nothing else.
Okay. Love it. Love it.
I just love it.
Love it. And then I start doing the trip. I stick my foot out and he trips over it.
Yeah.
And then we both go get like so world famous from the dance moves we invented that like literally I get killed. And then someone goes, that was the other new dance move.
All right. Mine are more for the Monday meeting that you don't write. Okay.
Fake ones.
Yeah.
That'll never
ones.
Get produced.
Fake ones that just because they're not weird enough for Sarah, mm-hmm. but they're just sort of stupid. You say, It's a gritty cop show set in New Orleans, and you all play gritty cops. And in the Monday morning gritty meeting, everyone has a different New Orleans accent. It's all bad. So everyone says their accent is wrong. And then, because I just played New Orleans, and I said New Orleans on stage, and they go, boo. And I go, would it be worse if I came up here and went, Nolans? Like I'm trying to really blend in.
Insane.
Yeah. And then I said, no, is it New Orleans? And they're like, don't say every fucking letter in it. I'm like, well, that's what it's spelled. And then so I had to find a happy medium, go New Orleans. And then there was a couple ways to go.
No, then you
that.
Just get it down to Ions. Ions. Yeah. I'm from Ions. Even drop the Nolans.
And someone just goes, does a Chinese accent. They're like, you're way off. And so, okay.
Do you want to workshop the pitch that I was actually going to do today?
Yeah, kick it
out.
Okay. Just tell me if this is good. So maybe everyone thinks that you went blind from the eclipse because you show up to work dressed like me. And you go, I thought all these things matched.
That's your excuse? Because you went blind or the people went blind?
No, sorry. Okay, so I'm pitching Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
I'm looking like this.
Yeah.
Okay. And I go, maybe you show up to work dressed like this in the sketch, and everyone thinks that you went blind looking at the eclipse.
Because you look so stupid.
Because you dressed yourself so poorly. Clearly, you can't see. Yep. I like it.
And clearly, the joke was so good that I had to repeat it twice to kind of get the.
Yeah. Now, can you orientate me in the room? Where's he sitting during this pitch?
I thought the sunglasses were Ray Charles thing. I thought you were going with the sunglasses.
No.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Here's a weekend update bit for you. Ready? You show the weather report. You go, speaking of eclipses, I have a real beef with the sun right now. And then they go, oh, what's that? And then you go, here's a weather report. It's sunny all week and the sun has sunglasses. And you go, Why would the sun have sunglasses? The only thing that doesn't need sunglasses, it's going that way. Does anyone understand me? Why is no one talking about this? Why are we trying to bury these stories? Why am I, do you think I'm a conspiracy theory?
Fucking classic.
All right. Well, we got your whole show written.
Bowen did the iceberg, and now you have a lot of cast members' things on their head and stuff. Oh, but yeah, you go out as the sun with sunglasses and go, what was everyone's problem?
Okay. Wait. I got one.
No one's going anywhere. Maybe. Go ahead.
Okay.
We have nothing else to do.
Buckle up. Okay. Put your helmets on. Put your sunglasses on. You go, the sun from the Teletubbies was played by a baby. I'm sorry. Doesn't the sun actually pre-exist planet Earth? Why would it be played by a baby? Seems a little young.
Yeah, you know, you have a lot of sun facts. You go, Colin, I'll hit you with another one. Yeah, I mean, you're fucking reeling from this one, but guess what? Why does the sun wear sunglasses? You go, there's a lot of things that people aren't talking about right now, and there's a lot of things that everyone's sweeping under the rug. The eclipse, really, the sun doesn't do jack shit, to be honest. The moon does all the work.
Does the sun know it's been eclipsed, and does it care?
Is it offended? Is it profiling? Yeah. What is it?
Do a New York accent as the sun, you know? I didn't even know what was going on. I can't even see you guys. What? Oh, yes,
question?
Sarah?
I'm raising my hand.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I know the Earth is flat, but is the sun? I mean, she's got those big knockers. She couldn't possibly be.
What knockers? What?
No, I know where you're going. I get it. The sun is stacked.
Yeah.
Stacked. When did stacked go out? She's really stacked. Is that 1968 or something?
What happened to bazongas?
People just say big tits or boobs.
Yeah, it's lazy.
People call them boobs.
It's lazy offensiveness.
My mom and my grandma and my aunt call them bubbies. Bubbies. Hmm. Like when I turned 15, I grew bubbies.
Let's look at a clip. How about this? Ryan Gosling is Hunter Biden. He looks like him kind of in a hot tub doing a talk show from a hot tub. And he has strippers in the tub with him. And the guests have to come in the water with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys all
smoke crack.
Yeah. I mean, whatever you guys have there.
It's physical and silly. You want Ryan to be ridiculous.
Ryan is good looking. What if it's Barbie and Ken in the future and they run into each other and it's gone south for one of them?
You think he'll be open to Barbie and Ken stuff?
Or he fucking better be. He's like, please, let's not talk about the most obvious thing in the world.
You know what's funny about Dana's pitch about making him break? It just made me think, like, it's so funny. Like, anytime a host is like, oh, my God, I love this sketch. Like, I don't know how I'm going to be able to do it with a straight face. I'm, like, totally going to break. That's like always when they never
and they cut it right quietly after dress.
Their expectations are so high and they don't realize they're going to do it six times before air. That's why this one has a secret Easter egg that you'll do these little slaps all week and then they'll get. And on the air show, it's
you bring out
Chris
a 2x4
and you really slap him too hard. And in the audience, he knows it. And he's like, because
he
kind
of right in the middle of one of his lines,
or you start making out with him.
Yeah.
At the end, that's it. You say, "Oh, to hell with it. I'm sorry." Well,
excuse me.
Damn it! I'm in love with you. And then you just grab his head and start forcing, kissing him. There you go.
You go. I'm changing the sketch in the middle.
He won't see that coming.
I'm just gonna make out with you for 10 minutes. And he's like,
"Come here, you head. I'm in love with you, head." And then
okay,
you start
wait.
Making out with
her. We have to let Sarah go to her laundry. So we have one advice question that we do on the show. Someone we don't know asking for advice. Will you just stay and help answer? It'll take you 5 seconds. Okay, this is the question. Oh, he's a younger guy.
Let me put my glasses on.
Yeah, you should. Okay. He might sneak in an eclipse. And
hi, Dana and David. I need advice. I am getting married soon. I'll be 21 at my wedding, so I'll say I'm 21 now.
Oh, whoa.
And I need to know how to keep my wife thinking that I'm funny forever. Because she thinks I'm funny now, and that's one of the major things I have going for me. So I'd appreciate your feedback, and thank you.
That's a good question, Sarah.
That's like, that's actually really, as someone who's never made a host break, let me think. How do you stay funny? How do you stay funny from rehearsal to, from run through to dress to air?
Yeah.
How do you stay funny through 50 years of marriage?
Yeah, I can't stay funny from read through. Yeah,
you
right.
Only want to be just as funny to keep the sketch moving through the machine to get to air, but you never, you want to make sure on air for Ryan, it's all different. This thing, unfortunately, is coming out Friday. So if you actually go with this sketch, we'll cut this from our podcast and show it on the follow because it will ruin everything if you want to do it. I know that you and maybe Dan would do something, you know, you would do your thing with it.
You can take any nugget,
just
germ of an idea.
Head with you control. Ryan is ahead and you as the scientist.
Yeah. And then we break the fourth wall.
Harvey
and all the
Sherman Bulla.
All the cast members walk in and just make out with him while he's stuck there during the sketch. And maybe a few contest winners.
Before Sarah goes, I want to do a 5-second impression.
Well, we really dumped this kid off, didn't we? This advice?
No,
I think
I
that's...
said element of surprise.
Oh,
element,
well, I would say I've been married for multiple decades, and I'm funnier to my wife now than I was before because you get just sillier. I would say don't worry about it.
Yeah,
if you are truly have a funny aspect to you, it's like gum on your shoe. Did you ever go through phases? You're like, I don't know how to do this. You can't get rid of it. So if he's truly funny, he'll be fine. That's my honest advice.
I agree with Dana. If you have the sauce, you have the sauce, girl. If you don't have the sauce, then you don't have the sauce.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
if
and
you
that I say.
And people always worry about, will my partner get unattractive over time? It's like, this guy's worrying, will I not be funny over time? It's a good thing to think about because he wants to be attractive to his partner by being fun and funny. And I think if you want to, you're always trying to, you've turned it up a few percentages for someone you're with because it's fun with them. You have a good back and forth.
I like that Sarah referred to him as girl, just affectionately. It's very British. You listen to me, girl, you know? Mm-hmm. You're funny.
You listen to me, bird.
This little girl. Okay, here's if there's an aftershock today at the read-through meeting. This is Lorne Michaels. Sarah, do you have anything for Ryan? Interesting.
Uh-oh. There's a tremor.
It's a little bit of a tremor. It's that thing of like, everybody go find a desk. Well, there's only one desk. It's going down again.
That's awesome. Here's my impression of the, they're recording the intros during an aftershock. Okay.
She's good.
And your host, Ryan Gosling. Whoa.
Here's Lauren.
That's it.
Yeah. What the fuck? That's my
is like,
quick one.
Sarah, what jump on me and save me from breaking my bones.
Jump.
You should jump and tackle him and go, Lauren, are you okay? And he goes, Sarah, there was nothing's wrong. And you go, thought I heard a tremor. And then you just show your loyalty.
As an excuse to attack him.
Yeah. Okay, we'll let her go. You've got to go right with Bula.
Yeah.
Bula, Bula. All right.
Bula.
Yeah.
Bula, Bula. All right.
Can you text him for me and tell him I'll be a bit late?
Because of us? Because of our shenanigans? Yeah.
Hey, Fidelity. Can I get a second opinion on stocks in the Fidelity app?
With Fidelity, it's easy to get an outside opinion from independent experts in a single score.
And then?
When you're ready, trade U.S. stocks and ETFs with no commissions.
That's right.
I am always right.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and a retail Fidelity account. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Looking to save on delivery? DashPash from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. DashPass is an exclusive membership with DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, grocery from across town, or anything in between, DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, DashPass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. DashPass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
When they say, oh, these girls are funny, but are they pretty? It's like, no, they are, and they're funny. So it's more going on, which is always nice. I like girls that are a little lighter on their feet, women.
Mm-hmm.
You're not even supposed to say women anymore. You're supposed to say elderly women.
Well,
you're
my sister, who's,
yeah, you're supposed to say,
she says stuff like, you got to admit, sorry, I can't hear you.
I said, take it out because it just sounds, I was trying to do a stupid joke. It sounds bad.
Oh, sorry. It was.
Go ahead, bud.
My sister always says, and she's in her 60s, she said about Ryan Gosling, she always says, you got to admit, he's really good looking. Just a funny figure of speech in the beginning. She goes, you got to admit, Dane, he's really good looking.
You got to admit, I mean, no one can.
You got to admit, I mean, well, yeah.
Well, I said on the podcast or somewhere, when people say you're actually kind of cute, the actually is in all caps. And so I would say it now when people DM me, if they want attention, they go, you're actually kind of hot. And then I go, oh, this is like a thing that I said. Mm-hmm. And then I'm supposed to go, oh, arf, yeah. Arf, am I really? Your hair looks good today,
though. I know.
I know. You said I know so fast.
did I mutter I know?
Yeah, I think you did, because you were saying I know to something else, and I said your hair looks good right when you said that.
Oh. Well, I have a protocol. It's pretty consistent.
A protocol.
Yeah.
That's what your hair care system is called. Dana Carvey's protocol. I like the color. Color looks good.
Well, once I got rid of the bangs, I mean, the bangs, you have to arrange them and do all this work with bangs.
No, bangs are...
And then once you just went back like that, then it's like, okay, hello, Sally.
By the way, I think in all my dating experience, no girl's ever said, I'm looking for a guy with bangs. Bangs is sort of... Oh, you are?
I know, but Paul Heather McCartney kind of has bangs. You know, Jeff Beck, God rest his soul, had bangs.
Yeah, bangs.
Jagger has bangs.
Maybe they're back. I don't know. I sort of like them. So,
well, long hair.
Let me tell you what's going on briefly. When I'm in traffic, and this is not even funny because I have such a bad temper. Mm-hmm. When I'm in traffic, and you might think of this, when I let someone in my precious spot in traffic, when they're trying to merge, mm-hmm.
Right.
And they don't wave to me, you're lucky I don't have a gun in the car, because what happened to waving? No one gives, I do it all the time. I go, hey man, just to diffuse being gunned down, because I know how infuriating it is. So I go, hey man, I even go with the window, get a little out there, because I want them to know, okay, you know, because I know it makes me so mad. I'll follow them if they don't wave, waiting for a wave, minimum 100 miles. Going, I'm sure you forgot, but I'm here whenever you're ready. And they don't care.
All right. I like to hear about your etiquette. Here's a question for you. Mm-hmm. On receiving or the attack mode, mm-hmm. You're at a stoplight. There's a car in front of you. It turns green. They don't start moving. You know they're checking their phone. When do you blast on the horn? 1 second? 2 second? Give them 3 seconds? And then sometimes you blast them, right?
Yeah.
And then they flip you off.
Now what?
Even though you're just reminding them to get
now
the
what?
Fuck.
Go. Now you're stuck. Because are you a pussy? Do you do anything? Do you just eat it?
Yeah.
Or do you have to ram them?
What about when you're on the phone and it's then you realize you look up
the
screen,
I'm the bad guy.
And didn't move?
Well, in LA, people don't know this. You have to time out your beep when it turns green. So it goes, green. Because people are like, fuck, I literally, it hit my eye that it's green. And now I'm going, and I took too long. Guess it.
guess it? Well, I have a horn setting that it ramps up. So even when it's red, it's starting to rumble. That's a digital thing.
How about this? Hello, yeah. Sharks. Why don't we have a horn that's a friendly one, like a little thing on top of it that goes, meep. That just means, come on, just letting you know, it's time to go. You know, it's not a full, you know, like, well, by the way, in a non-related story, my Land Cruiser has the pussiest beep. It goes like this, meep. And when I'm so mad, I go, meep, meep. You almost can't hear it. Dogs are like this. So that's why I want to switch the horn to like, meep. I really want it to be angry. Like people go, oh shit, I did something wrong.
I don't use the horn. I just roll down the window and go, egg, move it, fat face.
You don't say fat fuck. I like fat face.
I don't want to swear on this podcast.
Oh, I know. I'll take care of that. Okay. Move on. What's our first story? And then we'll get off the phone because we're already long. First story is about.
Okay.
Here it comes. Oh, what is this? Massive. Oh, Dana. Remember I was saying it took a turn the other day?
Right.
That actually doesn't have anything to do with this. This is just another boat where all the power went out. It didn't do anything, but maybe there's something to it if they lost control of their ship again. So maybe that is someone electrically, and I don't want to talk too much lingo here, someone electrically through protons.
A force field, someone from another country can
shut off your power, and then it makes you're going to crash into something eventually. All right, is there anything to that? Oh, look at how low I am in the screen. There I go. So, yeah.
I'm kind of interested.
It's definitely interesting.
That happened twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I need a lot more information to have an opinion.
Okay, I'm just giving you this. Now, we'll go to the 99-cent store one. This is a hard-hitting story. I love 99-cent stores. Even if I'm on a budget, I'll pass them. And if you wait long enough, you'll hit a 98-cent store. So, it's smart. But these 99-cent stores were everywhere, and they're all closing. And you know what I saw in one, Dana? The weirdest thing I saw was the early pregnancy test. This is for a girl in a regular pharmacy going, I think I'm pregnant, but I'm not spending more than a buck to find out. I'll just wait. It'll figure itself out.
Well, I don't like the 99-cent store because I loaded up on the dollar store stock.
Oh, you did?
99 cent came in and completely obliterated. The dollar stores, at least half of them closed within a week. And there's rumors of a 98 cent store, but I don't know if it's true.
Are people waiting for a 98 cent store? They're sitting on their cash going a dollar's too much?
I just want to remind the audience, these are not pre-planned bits.
These are not written by professional writers for weeks. These are just...
Yeah, I did not... Yes.
Yeah, so I'm kind of sad because this is, I think a lot of people go to these, including me, and dollar stores. It's just good to have. I mean, let's be honest, not one thing in there is 99 cents. I think we sort of gave that up a while ago, but it's still less expensive. Right. And I don't know
if it just sounds good. Like, do you remember Motel 6? Mm-hmm. Did you have those where you grew up?
Was Motel that $6?
And now it's like, it was, $5.95 when we were driving to Montana, seven of us in a station wagon, Motel 6. It was $6.
Heather didn't know that for sure. We did not know that. What's that meant? I did not. I thought it meant six.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, it was $6. I don't know when it went to 600, but yeah, look it up.
Because I stay at the Motel Four six, Seasons 9000, and I didn't know what that meant until I just got my room.
Well, the bar of soap was about this big in the Motel 6, and the towel...
It's a potato
like this
chip.
Big,
yeah.
And the bed was like this big. It was really good for tiny people, but yeah, it was pretty low, but it had TV.
You know, when I got Silver my spoon. Call, this is kind of a lie, but when I got my call about SNL, I was home at Easter and I just started staying in hotels and I stayed at a Motel 6 and I got the call in the room in the one on Scottsdale Road. And I would, the bigger story is I should have been staying at home, But, you know, my mom gets up at 4:30 and she starts clanking pans. And so, and I'm on the couch. So I said, I'm going to treat myself to a Motel 6. And that as a strong memory for me of writing down the Ken A. Mong deal of whatever I was, you know, going to do for four shows at the end of the season.
Interesting.
Great story. Everyone just went to sleep or we spiked down. Okay. Oh.
No, we like David with no money, that guy.
This is a weird story.
You know what I mean?
Canadian man has...
I have not seen this.
Yes, okay. I saw this and I just sent this in. Canadian man has two healthy fingers amputated because he identifies as disabled. Now, this has to offend disabled people. I mean, this, just seeing it, it looks like a little bit of that Joe Dirt, you know, when you go like this, but I don't think that's what he's going for. Why would a surgeon do it? Who would do it? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's his wishes.
I have no take on
I have
this.
No take what? Other than I'm perplexed.
Yeah. All right, young man. Let's see if we have gangrene or some kind of infection on these digits. Well, they're perfectly healthy.
They're perfect.
Cut them anyway, doc. What? I said cut them. He's like a junior John Wayne. Slice them. Slice them good. But there's nothing wrong with him. I identify as fingerless. Bitch.
Oh my God. Dr.
David?
I would say just go to 4th of July and try to not get your fingers blown off with firecrackers for about three times. And the third one, it'll probably happen anyway. This is what happens to people and they're sad all their lives because of fireworks. But I don't know. This just struck me as a story I thought was maybe it's not real. If this is, let us know, people, if this is real or not. Maybe it's one of those fake
ones. We'd have to know if it's, unless it's someone trying to kind of make a joke on how far can sort of, you know,
people
go or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I agree with you. I don't know.
Should we ask the Peanut Gallery?
Yeah,
what
Peanut Gallery. Tell us on YouTube comments. I read those comments. Dana, they're quite surprisingly positive. Oh, this is funny.
I get all my info from you. All right.
This is funny because we were talking last week about the crime. And I think I mumbled, where's Charles Bronson in Death Wish, that old movie where he would fight crime? So someone made all these posters up from different things we said on the show. This is just one of them. Isn't that funny?
And you know, it's done by AI. I mean, he's literally talking into a
chat. Oh, maybe someone did that and said, make me a poster. Yeah, maybe. But I can't remember
to the AI or because it's so good. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, Photoshop. Here, man. That's like my headshot from my from like Emperor's New Groove or something. But I don't care. I'll take it. I like it. I think it's funny. And
if they put you in an action film, they'd make you look like that.
He
you
has
know, give you long hair.
He's tired of everything but his blow dryer. Am I holding a balloon or is that a street lamp?
That's a street lamp, but it looks like the AI made it look like it's a balloon.
God damn.
Yeah.
I think it's a balloon. Okay. Well, I'm on the move. It's cool. Okay. What's next? I like that one. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What did I want to get off my chest recently?
Well, it's probably something you got to get off your chest because we all carry around different stressors, big and small. We just keep things bottled up and then it starts to affect us negatively, David.
Negatively. Yeah, it was something about when I was merging and the people weren't waving back to me. It bothered me. But, you know, that's a small stress, but it can be bottled up and get bigger. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and how to figure out. Well, you know, you got to work through whatever's weighing you down.
Yes. And I was in therapy. I'm there here and there now, but for 5 years. And, you know, it does challenge your thoughts because I don't know if this is profound, but you are your thoughts in some ways. Mm-hmm. So if you're thinking redundant negative things or sad things or whatever, a therapist can kind of get you out of that kind of negative pattern. So
be the best version of yourself. You know, and sometimes it can be small things. It can be major trauma. I think either way, it's good to talk to someone. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist. Switch therapist if you're not into it.
Yeah.
Anytime, no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit betterhelp.com/FOTW today and get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/FOTW.
Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. Mm-hmm. And what makes a home is more than just house or property. It's the location and the neighborhood.
Yes, exactly. This is really, really a smart thing. If you have kids, it's also schools, regards to homes, nearby parks, transportation mm-hmm. options. That's why homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home.
Yeah, and when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep. Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, mm-hmm. student-to-teacher ratio. This is stuff you need. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent.
That's right. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place, homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, this is a story. Look, I wanted to tell you what you thought of this. Mm-hmm. So Shohei Ohtani joined. This is now sports. He he is on the Dodgers now, and he got his first home
run. $700 million deal. He's the best player.
Best player in baseball
from Japan
by far.
Yeah,
he's from Japan. Mm-hmm. Shohei Ohtani. He hits a home run. Someone catches it. I think he and his wife. They immediately get security and scuttle them downstairs. Right, they hustle them underneath, mm-hmm. and they say, "Hey, Shohei would like that ball, so we're going to give you like a bat and a glove." And they said, "Maybe we would just keep it. It's worth a lot." And they said, "No, mm-hmm. we won't authenticate it if you do. So before you leave here, you tell us right now, what are you going to do?" So they couldn't even consult with anyone. It was a little bit of bullying, I feel, because they wound up getting a little bit of merch. And then they talked to a baseball collector, and he said, "Oh, that's immediately worth $50,000 to $100,000 right away, if they wanted to sell it tomorrow."
And why is it worth so much? It's his first home run as a Dodger player. Mm. Was that why it's worth so much? Because he's hit hundreds of them, I guess.
Well, it's his new team and his new deal and his first home run. And first is always a big deal.
So, what did they end up doing?
I think they got a bat, and they gave him some like popcorn and a pinata. It was something stupid, and then they. I think they said when they left, they just gave it to someone because so many people were following them on the way out. Like, what did you get? And I think they got nervous and gave it away. This is probably a lie, but that's what.
Well, they're on the Jumbotron, so everyone would have seen them, right? So they've been tagged. Yeah, they could, and people are drinking, going out through the tunnel.
Yeah,
yeah, their lives could have been.
And they were sitting with Fernando Valenzuela. Do you know who that is? He was an old Dodgers pitcher that was sort of a legend. And they wouldn't let him in the room or sit next to them to help them figure out what to do. So all of it was just sounding a little shady. Like, we're not going to authenticate it, so you can't sell it. So just give it. Everything was pointing towards just give it. And they didn't get to think. All right. That's a riveting story. Okay. Cracks are back, Dana.
Okay.
I know you've been saying this forever.
Yes.
we've come a long way.
I think Chris sent me this.
Yeah. Chris, did you send this in?
Cracks. This, if you want to do Johnny Carson, say cracks are back. It is the perfect
That's
phrase
an easy one,
you
yeah.
to do Johnny.
Have you heard cracks the news about back. Cracks? Cracks are back. Not to be confused with Cracker Jacks. So
I know it sounds like I want a cracker backer for
those dresses are what I'd wear to a chiropractor to say, what does my spine look like? I gave you a clear view.
Yeah, you could get a masseuse and just unlace it, get the massage and lace it back up. There's a lot of practical things going on with this look.
When you go into Saks Fifth Avenue, you go, I'm trying to show my coccyx in a dress. So can you dress me so
Excuse me, is this cracks Fifth Avenue? Is
that like I'm addicted to
pun
crack.
Is always fun.
So can you put this something?
Yeah.
So listen, I think... We spent some years trying to cover up the bodies. Then we don't cover them up. Then we cover them up again. So it just goes in a flowing fashion roller coaster, right?
Well, I was around for the peak of the feminist movement. The biggest story of the 1970s was the feminist movement, not Vietnam, not Watergate. It was a huge movement. Gloria Steinem was one of the leaders of it. And I just think putting her in a time machine 35 years later, thinking women, equality, they're not going to be objectified. And then cracks our back.
And she's like, oh boy,
screaming, well, no one's listening. God, why?
Be why? Like, why?
It's like Heston and Planet of the Apes seeing the Statue of Liberty. Why? God, why?
Oh, that's what you do. Nicolas Cage says that too, doesn't he?
Well, that's what I said, that he is a horse whisperer to this, to the Biden staff, when Biden starts wandering around the stage and mumbling. And they have so much anxiety, they bring Nicolas Cage in just to release the stress. So he's he's off script. He's wandering around. Nicolas Cage goes, okay, why? God, why? And it calms them down.
Oh, it does. Okay. That's good.
Yeah, it calms them down.
All right, show quickly. There's
cracks
one.
Your back. I'm not disappointed. I'm not disappointed.
Show the trash one.
They're...
By the way, while we're waiting for that, Dana, look, here's... Dana White sent me a little meteor, and I put it in a little Joe Dirt wagon with my Lego Joe Dirt I got from Disneyland.
Why?
No, I went to Legoland, and they go, hey,
oh,
we knew you were coming. We made you a Lego Joe Dirt. Isn't that hot? It's got a mop.
God, on this podcast, you got movie posters. You got gifts from Legoland. It is kind of, quite something. When do I get a ham sandwich?
There you go. So
I got a gift. I got a honeydew. Clean the kitchen.
I got a new Hobart.
That's not meow. True. My wife's saying.
Meow. Okay. what is this story? Do you know what the story is? Can you guess?
I'm trying to read it. Disguised as trash bag, a package from home. Is that the
a guy?
Because that's not all.
Steals
not
like
centered.
A porch pirate. It was cut off, but this guy dressed like a trash bag and walked up quietly to someone's porch and put it over the package and then stole it and went back out to the street. Isn't that kind of cool? Dana's floored by this.
It's well, wait, what did I say that one more time?
So he puts on a costume of a garbage bag. That's him. It's a suit, okay. Right? And then he just goes like a cartoon, okay, yeah. And he comes up, and then he puts
he
it over,
the, yeah,
and picks it up, and he goes beep 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 beep, and everyone's like, "Is that trash?" So they looked at the Ring footage, and it just a trash bag goes up the sidewalk and then goes back down, and they caught
so
him.
So he just does he see the footage and then laughs his ass off, or what? What's the joy?
The guy
for
that
him?
The guy that is in the house getting his shit stolen said where'd it go, and he played it back, and he saw the trash bag stealing it.
The guy stealing it gets to steal the package. That's
right.
What he gets.
Yeah, the guy stealing it gets to steal the package.
Oh. Okay, because I didn't see the whole byline. So it's a thief who's disguised as a trash bag and just creeps up, steals the package, and creeps away.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's a new interesting way to steal.
Well, this is here's my hot take. If he's that clever, he probably can make a lot of more money in other ways.
Good job.
If he's that,
he's building this contraption. Like we should.
It's got to be the right size.
This could
he's
have been
gotta
for
move in the perfect way.
Ryan Gosling. Yeah. We should have pitched this sketch.
There you go.
All right. Well, that's all I have, Dana. What do you think? We've gone pretty late. Mm-hmm. But what do you think?
I know.
We did pretty good though.
I've been reading spiritual books. Eckhart Tolle. He's a little German guy. Mm-hmm. And he talks very slow, and he stares into the camera.
Yes.
And he sort of smiles. The whole point of life is to live in the moment. And that's what he's written like 10 books. He's worth $80 million. Just don't think about yesterday or tomorrow. I'm Eckhart Tolle. And I thought, damn, that's so I'm writing a book called Life is a Shit Show. Get Used to It. Good night.
Life is a shit sandwich. Take a bite.
But you know, I was thinking about gurus and stuff. And the guy does have great ideas. I mean, there was Ram Dass and gurus, and I think per capita, the most gurus seem to come from India, even if they make their way to America. Mm-hmm. And what they do, I think, intentionally is they grow their mustache over their mouth so it looks like they're telepathic. So it'd be like, I want to tell you that we are doing many things in the name of peace. Hey, wait a minute. Are you telepathic or are your lips moving? I can hear you.
It's a good question.
Of course, you can hear me, but you can't tell if it's me talking.
Sideways
is good.
On account
of my long mustache. Well, the mustache seems to move every time you talk. That is just random wind.
That's wind.
That's all.
They have a beard too. It kind of blends into the beard. It's all nothing. You're hearing my thoughts. Why are your fingers moving? You're hearing my thoughts. Mm-hmm. I wish I could talk. I can't anymore. I can only think and you can hear me. See from the side, it's
very
good.
Much. I have the answer to everything on planet Earth. Now give me $1 million, you fuckface.
Finally. But money always comes
finally
into the
a
gurus.
Swear word.
The, mm-hmm. the gurus are always good. All these people that I'm going to save you and save your spirit and soul. And there's always sex comes into it at some point. They're like, oh, we worship you. You're the new Messiah. Right. I will be having sex with everyone. This is just something I'm getting from above, and it's just nothing. It's not anything to do. You don't have to worry about it. We will be having sex with my choice of people every day, but we're all still part of the group.
That seems to be, I don't know if it's a cliche, but it does seem like eventually you find out that the guy is really horny.
Yeah.
So he's up there preaching, and I believe that men and people and mankind and peace and lovely and live in the moment.
Yeah.
And now I would like you to approach the altar and squat on my lalijamba.
On my what?
Lalijamba.
The girl's like, what am I doing?
Want... squat okay. on my lalijamba.
Right. I mean, it's basically a blowjob. But listen, I'm going to point to the crowd and then give me a little money. I mean, give, you know, the whole spirit a little money after. And they're like, wait, I'm a pretty girl. I do the lalijamba, and then I give you money? This feels a little backwards. No, I don't make the rules.
I shave my mustache, so now I just hold my hand over my mouth. You can't tell if it's just me talking to you. Look at my eyes. Look how big they get.
No.
I have all the answers. Oh. Now give me $1 million.
Give me that golly bomba, jumbi jumba. Get on that thing.
It's good. Well, we've emancipated ourselves. We do any character we want.
I like that. Bali jumba. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I guess the people have had enough. I just got a message. The audience has had enough.
I think so. It's 2 hours a week of us now. A fly on the wall and Superfly. You can spend 7% of your waking
life
to hear our random shenanigans.
Yeah, that was a good one. Well, we want to thank Sarah Sherman for popping by.
Sarah Sherman.
Thank Ryan Gosling for
quirky
maybe doing our sketches. And
if she'll tell us if she does the head thing, I think
she's so quirky she would jump on that. That's something right up her alley. I think Google could write that.
Yeah, and I think we will excise it if she uses it, but I do think surprising him on air, that's the thing.
That's funny. This has been a presentation of Odyssey. Superfly is executive produced by Dana Carvey and David Spade, Charlie Finan of Brillstein Entertainment, Jenna Weiss-Berman of Odyssey, Heather Santoro, and Greg Holtzman. Hope you liked it. Mm-hmm.